Madagay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Baray. That means welcome friends to Biripi country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Today I want to start with a joke that's probably going to relate to the story I'm going to talk about today, the subject. This bloke says to his wife, he's got millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he says to his wife, he says, in my will he put, when I die, I want you to bury me with $10 million in my coffin. I want you to promise me you'll do that. And he said, I expect you to honour my request. And the family and most people at the funeral knew what his request was. Anyway, she went up and the coffin was open. She looked inside and then she paid her respects and she put an envelope into the coffin. And when she walked away and got outside the church and they said, you know, Dad wanted $10 million put in the coffin and I hope you honoured Dad by doing that. And she said, I did. I wrote a check. So she honoured her word. She honoured his word in putting a check in the coffin. And today I want to talk about being honourable men and women of God.
Hello and welcome back to King's Kids. I'm Heidi. I'm not sure whether to apologise for Tony's lame joke, but at least it does illustrate what he'll talk about today, which is being honourable. For the last 6 weeks, we revisited Tony's story about how God took hold of him when he was trying to escape from the police after conducting a robbery. If you missed any of these episodes, you can go to the King's Kids website and stream or download the episodes which are under the topical heading of Tony's Story, Part 1 to 6. Now here's Tony to continue with today's subject, being honourable.
God doesn't have a billboard out the front of each church, or he doesn't take ads on the TV in prime time when the State of Origin is on when Grand Final or Wimbledon. You don't see advertisement from God advertising who he is. But you see, the only advertisement that God has is in men and women of God. And you know, if you're watching TV and you see a bad ad on TV, you'll remember that ad and you'll roll your eyes and pull faces when it comes on the telly. It's time to get up and go make a cup of coffee or walk out of the room, kick the dog or whatever you want to do. Because it's something that's distasteful. You don't like it. And you see, sometimes when we see brothers and sisters or Christians, even if you're a non-Christian and you see people walking towards you down the street and you catch yourself rolling your eyes and you think, oh, not them again. You see, because they might have said something in the past or might have done something. And as a Christian, they've offended you. But you've never said anything to them. And you see, and that's always there. And so what I mean by being honourable men and women of God is let your yes be yes and your no be no. Don't promise things, don't brag and boast and say to people, I'm going to do this and do that for that person, and you don't do it, people will remember that. Especially if you told several people what you're going to do for somebody else, and if you don't do it. And you're just going to rob yourself of all blessings that God has in store for you if you're not an honourable person. See, God pours out his blessings on us all the time. God puts out his protection on us all the time. But the moment we fall into sin or we fall into and we don't repent of our sin and the moment we just start getting a foot and mouth disease or getting verbal diarrhea, we talk a lot, we promise a lot, we don't deliver. And that's what irks a lot of Christian people, and it irks a lot of non-saved people. Don't kid yourself that if your next-door neighbour is a Muslim or your next-door neighbour is not saved, and they might drink every night and take drugs and have wild parties, but if they see you driving off to church every Sunday and they know you're a Christian, don't kid yourself, they're watching you all the time. And they're always looking for you to slip, to fall, or to say something, or to do something that doesn't stand up for what you believe in. And let's face it, we're not perfect. No Christian is ever perfect. The Bible says that. We've all fallen short of God's glory, and we're not perfect. You've got to try and be honourable people all the time. Don't say to your neighbour, I'm going to pray for you, and then walk away and don't pray for them. Don't say to somebody, look, I'm going to come around and mow your lawn this week, or I'm going to cook you a meal and bring it around. If you can't deliver, then shut up. Don't say it. Because every time you say something and you don't deliver, then people will remember that. You know, you can do 100 good things in the community, and the moment you do something wrong, people remember it. Every now and again, I'll see someone from my past, and the first thing they bring up is, hey, Tony, do you remember when you was back robbing banks? Or do you remember when you was involved in that and all that other stuff? People never forget. 30 years have gone by since I robbed a bank, but people don't forget. People got long memories, especially if you claim to be a Christian. And if you're out there doing something, people are watching you all the time. People watch you wherever you go, and you got to be conscious. It's okay to be a Christian and go to church. Nobody really takes notice sometimes. But if you're in ministry like I am, people are watching you all the time. And I find it really difficult at times. There's some things, you know, you want to have a joke, or you're out with the men at Men's Shed, or you're at a football game and you want to yell and scream and kick and shout, you know, especially if your team's winning. And you want to kick the cat next door when they're losing. But you see, you've got to be mindful who you are, and you've got to be honourable people. You know, my dad, years ago, he wasn't a Christian, but he was a man of honour. I can remember my dad going into a white business. We're going back in the days of when black people weren't really allowed in the shops and weren't allowed in the towns, allowed off missions. My dad can go into the bank and get a loan on a handshake because he was an honourable man. He always paid his debts. And I remember as a kid, Dad went into a local business. And we're talking a long, long time ago, and Dad came out with 10 quid, and that was a lot of money. The bloke lent him 10 quid, but he knew on a handshake that he'd get it back. But sometimes today, a lot of men and women, especially people who have money, and a lot of Christians who have money, there's nothing wrong with having money. But sometimes you got to honour God with your money, but also you've got to honour God in everything you say. You can't make an idol out of money. The moment you make an idol out of money, you're going to fall on your face, and God will remove the blessings. I remember talking to a young man the other day on this very subject, and the Lord said to me, Tony, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. But you see, there's nothing wrong with rich men, and there's nothing wrong with riches. It's how you use it. If you make it an idol, then you will fall flat on your face. But if you use it for God's glory and use it the way God intends you to use it, the blessings will follow. But the blessings will stop if you make that thing an idol. And the reason I say that is because you got to be honourable people. Don't make yourself sound good or look good in front of other people. You start spruiking off, well, I got this sort of money, I can do that, I can do whatever I want. But don't go promising things that you can't deliver, because the moment you start doing that, you're heading for a fall. And I remember like talking to somebody only last night, and they're not even Christians, and we was talking about people being of honour, and we was talking about the subject come up of unforgiveness, and how do you deal with unforgiveness? And they said, how do you know that you're forgiven when you ask God to forgive you? And I said, well, it's very simple. God says in his word that if you ask me, I will forgive you. And that's a promise. If you ask God to forgive you, that's a promise. Your sins are forgiven. That you don't have to go to the supermarket and buy a gift card from Telstra or something else. It's a gift from God. The moment you say to God, I am sorry I did that, and I repent, ask you to forgive me, it's a done deal. It's finished. But the woman said to me last night, she said, but Tony, how do you know you're really forgiven? Because sometimes I don't feel forgiven. Even when my grandkids or somebody does something to me and they ask me to forgive them, She said, I forgive them, but it doesn't feel right after. I said, because you know what? You're allowing the devil to come in and whisper things in your spirit and whisper things into your ear that's not of God. Because, see, forgiveness isn't about feelings. It's an act of love. And so sometimes when I know I do something wrong and I ask God to forgive me, I don't feel forgiven. It doesn't mean I'm not forgiven. I talked about being honourable men and women of God, but God's very honourable. God is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow, and God never changes. And if God says something in his word, you can bet your bottom dollar that God will honour that word. Because God said not one word written in his word is insignificant. Not one word, not a dot or a full stop or anything else is insignificant. And he says these words that are written in his word will be there forever and they will never pass away and they will never change because God doesn't change. And sometimes we've got to realize that as men and women of God, even though we change all the time because we're growing, and sometimes we need a fall in our life because we grow when we're in the bottom of the valley. If we was on a high all the time, we was up there on top of the mountain. Like last night, I got into some prayer and worship, and man, this old fat black fella was dancing around the land room, singing and praising God, and God spoke to me. He said, Tony, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. And I took my shoes off, and I got on the floor to kneel down before God to worship and praise God. And I said, Lord, it's going to take a miracle to get this old black fella up off the lounge, off the floor. But, you know, I trusted God and I got on the floor. I praised and worshipped. And you know what? I was in the presence of God for over 2.5 hours. And I was that pumped up. I couldn't sleep till after 1 o'clock this morning. And you see, God honors that worship and praise. And we need to honor God with our worship and praise. I pray for Israel every day, because they're God's chosen people. And you know, I pray for them every day, and I pray for a lot of people. When I say to you down the street, I'm going to pray for you, I don't go home and think about it. I pray for you there down the street because I need to be a man of honour. I need to be a man that people can say, there goes a man that he does what he says he's going to do. If he says he's going to pray for you, he'll pray for you there and then. Because you see, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of God. And I'm not ashamed of who knows that I'm a Christian. And I'm always willing and ready to pray for you down the street, over the phone. You know, yesterday, we advertised on this King's Kids ministry that you can ring Tony if you got a question or if you got, you know, something you want to discuss with me about a program. Or if you just want to talk up and get a tip on the football, it doesn't matter. But I'm always available. And you see, if I wasn't available, if I started rejecting calls and, you know, letting it go to message bank, then I'm not a man of honour. I would be a man of dishonour because I'm not living up to what I say I'm going to do. So when I say I'm going to pray for someone, I'm a man of honour, I do that. And you know what? Yesterday, I started to pray and worship God about 8 o'clock in the morning. And 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my backside hadn't left the lounge except to go for a toilet break and to make a cup of coffee because my phone ran hot and it went flat and I had to put it on the charger. People kept ringing me all day like they was queued up, like they was just waiting for their chance to have a say. I talked to, I prayed for, and I ministered to people. And then I only stopped at 3 o'clock because I had to drive to Monty Hills to minister to a family. And that took 3 hours. And that's just a typical day in my life as a King's Kids minister, as a King's Kids pastor, evangelist. I evangelize everywhere I go. And you know what? It's a great feeling to have people ring you because they heard it on the radio. And it's always a pleasure to be able to talk to people and to share with them. And it's even great when you walk into a shop and somebody says, hey, I heard you on the radio. You got a minute. Can we talk to you? And that's what it's all about. You know, you don't flick people. You know, when I was a counsellor, I was the councillor back in Mooroo. I used to take 2 hours to go get a carton of milk. And the missus used to go crook on me every time. She said, "Can't you go anywhere without talking?" And then you walk into a supermarket and somebody from the bush will say, "Oh, g'day, councillor. I'm glad I caught you. I know it's not the right place or the time to talk about it, but our school roads needs a grader. We need this, we need that." And ratepayers, mate, they nail you every time you go out in public because they think they own you, because you put your hand up to be elected and you put yourself up to serve the people, and that's what you've got to do. Your time is not yours. And here at King's Kids Ministry, our time isn't ours. We're here to serve God. We're here to honour God. And we will never turn you away or reject you if you ring up or if you talk to us in the street. We won't fob you off. We won't make excuses. We won't duck and weave, because we want to serve God and we want to honour God with what we do. And the more we honour God, God will honour us.
Always stay.
You know, God's word, it never changes. So why should our word change? Why should we change? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What do you want to be today? Do you want to be known as a good advertisement for God? Like you get a really good ad on TV and everybody talks about it for the right reasons. When you walk into a church, at the back of a church, or whether you walk into a supermarket, or whether you're walking down the mall, do people roll their eyes when they see you coming across the street? Maybe duck a car or two and run the risk. I've seen people cross the road because they don't want to see people. You know what I mean? I've been one of them at times. I used to duck across the road and nearly got hit by a bus. I want to be remembered for being a man of honour, a man that honours God. Let my yes be yes and my no be no. Somebody, I walked into a place of business the other day and somebody handed me a list of prayers. A list. And I thought to myself, well, I'll go and pray. I will do that. But it did occur to me, well, why are you handing me a list of things to pray for? God's given you a mouth. God's given you a brain. He's given you free will. He's given you a choice. Why can't you pray for yourself? It's good to get others to pray with you. But if our life has got to the point we just see somebody, a man of God or a woman of God, come past and hand them a list and say, that's your job. It'll be like me having a storeroom at home with little boxes on the shelves called miracles. And then when I run in to say, Heidi down the street, Heidi says, Tony, I need a miracle. Wait a minute, I got a miracle in that shelf there for you. I'll pull it out. And this is just for you. Or if I run into somebody else down the street, they want a miracle. You see, instead of coming to me looking for miracles, they need to go to Jesus because he's the miracle worker, not me. I'm just a humble servant of God. But people don't realize that when Jesus died on the cross, they can talk direct to God, cut out the middleman. I remember once that Joyce Meyer said, if that you open up a store in the main street and it says for $500, you can bring all your troubles, all your cares, all your problems and pay $500 here and we'll take care of it for you. We'll deal with it. We'll handle all your problems. They'd be lined up for five city blocks to pay $500. You know what? You don't need to pay $500 to get your problems dealt with by somebody else. Because Jesus does it for nothing. All you have to do is take the time, 5 minutes out of your time, and say, God, hello, how are you? And don't just come to God and give him a big list, like somebody gave me the other day. You know, pray for these things. You know, I can pray till I'm black in the face, which I am black in the face. It's not going to change God's mind. Because if it's not prayed according to God's will, and if you're just handing me a list because you want these things prayed for, but if you're not living right with God, if you're not being an honourable person in your own personal walk, then don't expect God to do it. Don't expect God to do anything for you if you're not an honourable person. If you're not an honourable person today, you can fix that. It's called repentance. You can say, okay, God, I've not been an honourable person in the past. I want to repent now, and God, I want to start again. You know what? God is the God of second chances. Don't care whether you're black, white, or brindle, or chubby like me. God will always honour you if you honour him.
God will always honour you if you honour him. So many of us dishonour God because of the way we live, and it's about time we took stock and start living honourably. Let's take these words from the Bible to heart. Be kind and honest and you will live a long life. Others will respect you or honour you and treat you fairly. We all know the saying that we should treat others how we would want to be treated. It's a bit of a no-brainer, but it seems our thick skulls sometimes get in the way. What do you think, Tony?
Well, ideas like this, I tell people that we treat people the way God wants us to treat them, not the way people treat us. You can't treat people the way they treat you. So when I pray for somebody, I don't pray for them because they've done good by me. I pray for them because it's the right thing to do.
Thanks, Tony. Well, that's all we have time for today. If you'd like to contact Tony, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. Or go to kingskidsministries.org and check out our web pages where you can hear today's message again or any past messages. I'm Heidi. From Tony and me, it's bye for now and see you next week at the same time. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.